We are joined right now by a member of the Denver Broncos. In fact, he's entering his 14th season overall, his fifth with the Broncos. He was the 20th pick overall in 2010 by the Texans out of Alabama, a 2009 BCS champ with Crimson Tide. He had a career-high 94 tackles last season. He had a couple of recovered fumbles as well. Denver is going to open up the regular season at home against the Raiders on September 10th. He joins us via Zoom. Kareem Jackson is my guest. Kareem, it's good to have you on. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. So it seems like it was a pretty interesting offseason for you in determining where you were going to end up. How did you approach it personally? And then ultimately, how did you end up back in Denver?
I'd say it was pretty slow, actually. It's one of those things where we had some conversations early on. I mean, for me, obviously, being an older guy, things kind of happened a little bit later, for me and my situation. So we had early conversations. They told me that they wanted to sign me back and that they had some other issues and other things they wanted to work out first. So, this is one of those things where we just kind of, waited till they was ready to visit my situation. And ultimately, we was able to get something done.
Right. So you understand the business. You understand the kind of ebb and flow of that sort of thing. You started off by saying, I'm kind of an older guy, so I knew I had to wait a little bit longer, maybe. You know, when you look at it, like last season overall was disappointing for the team. But statistically, you had one of your best years ever into your mid-30s. How do you explain that? And then how much pride do you take in the fact that you're still playing at a high level 14 years in?
I take a lot of pride in it. It's one of the things that I kind of, for me, it's about, anytime I'm out there, going out there and put my best foot forward. It's not anything that surprises me because I prepare for it. In my off-season training, a lot of things that I'm able to do, and being able to stay healthy and go out and compete at a high level at this age is something that I work at in the off-season, so it doesn't surprise me at all. Just one of those things where, obviously get into the year, you're making sure that you stand on top of your body, stand on top of all the little things that you have to do to be available and be ready for day-to-day practices and for those games on Sundays. But for me, that's what I pride myself on, being productive, playing at a high level. And as long as I'm out there and able to play, that's something that I'm definitely going to do.
Kareem Jackson, my guest, you know how it is. It's like we talk about it all the time, and it's one of the all-time great cliches, but for good reason, availability is your best ability. You understand this. When you first came into the league, who were some of the guys that kind of taught you how to be a pro?
I had three guys that were key for me in my career. Andre Johnson was one of those guys. Glover Quinn was another guy, and Jonathan Joseph. You're talking about three guys that played – well into their 30s and played at a high level. I learned a tremendous amount from those guys when it came to being a pro, taking care of my body, preparation, and being the same guy, day in and day out. Andre Johnson wasn't a guy that did a lot of talking, but, just watching him and watching the way he worked, the way he came and he showed up, day in and day out, you had to respect that. And for me, he kind of took me under his wing at, my rookie year, which was, amazing for me. And then Jonathan Joseph came my second year, and Glover Quinn was in his second year, my first year, but he was just so wise beyond his years. So those three guys I owed a lot to when it comes to talking about, my career.
I'm not surprised hearing that at all. Glover especially, man, I love him. I haven't talked to him in a minute or so, but you're right. He was years beyond his years, wise beyond his years. He always was just kind of like not only playing the game at a different level, but talking the game at a different level, seeing the game at a different level. I love talking to him. Like when you talk about preparation and consistency, right? Like Andre, he didn't say very much. Do guys like that love the grind? Do people love the grind, or do they just know that that's what you have to do to be great? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys like that, they actually love it. I mean, I love it. I mean, if I didn't, I don't think I would still be playing, being a 35-year-old, 14-year veteran. Like you said, it's guys that tolerate the grind, and it's guys that actually love it. The guys that love it are the ones that play into their 30s, and still able to play at a high level. And I think those three guys, they loved it. They loved the process. They loved the all-season work. They loved coming in every day, seeing, how they can push their body to the max and what they can get out of themselves. And not only that, how they can pour into the guys around them and help the guys around them you know, possibly achieve the same thing. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have those guys early in my career that taught me so much about, you know, the game, taught me so much about life, taught me about, you know, preparation, you know, and how to go about it.
You know, it seems to me like you need God-given talent. There's no way you play 14 years in that league without talent, but it's that mentality, it's that approach that has kept you in there, and then certainly some luck in terms of trying to stay healthy. Let me ask you about a guy I talked to last week. I talked to your teammate, Patrick Surtain, for a moment, and I asked him if he felt that he was already, Kareem, already the best corner in the league, and he was not bashful about saying he is. And he wasn't brash about it either. Like, he said it, and then he broke it down, and he justified it. Let me get your thoughts, because you've seen a lot of things. Is he already the best in the league, and what's it like to share the DB room in the secondary with such a prodigious young talent like Patrick?
I don't think he should be shy about it. I mean, talking about a guy that's been groomed to play the position since he was probably, you know, in Pampers, you know, with his dad being a 12-year veteran, having a 12-year career, you know, playing at a Pro Bowl caliber, you know, his entire career. You know, I'm talking about, you know, a guy that has all the intangibles, you know, has the size, has the speed, ball skills, you know, flawless technique, you know, and comes to work every day, willing to learn. You know, I have the privilege of sitting beside him in the meeting rooms, and obviously me playing, you know, corner for 9 years, I try to help him as much as I can. But a lot of the stuff that, you know, I kind of, you know, tell him and things like that are things that he already knows. You know, I try to help him here and there whenever I can. But just to watch him on a day-to-day basis to go about his business, you talking about, you know, very quiet, doesn't say much, just comes to work with his hard hat. But he has all the intangibles to be a Hall of Fame player, you know. But for me, I'm excited to share the room with him, and I'm excited to see him take another step in his third year. He's still so young, still has a lot more out there, you know, he can go and get, and I'm sure he will.
Kareem Jackson joining us. Extremely high praise for a guy entering his third year, and it's hard to imagine, but he is only entering his third year, even if he was groomed to be that guy from the very jump. Sean Payton, of course, is in, so when you have a guy like that with his presence, with that ring, it's going to change a lot of things. What was your first sit-down with Payton like? What did the two of you talk about specifically?
I mean, it's one of those things, especially for me. I'm excited to sit down with guys like Sean Payton, and obviously him being my coach now, because it kind of goes to talking about, you know, his vision and what he has for the team. And he's talking about a guy that has, you know, he has a vision. He knows what he wants it to look like. You know, he knows how he wants to go about it. But then it kind of goes from that, you know, talking about the plan, you know, into, you know, bouncing off old memories and it's kind of going on memory lane and playing against each other. Because when I was drafted, we used to always go to New Orleans and practice against, you know, the Saints. And I just remember my rookie year, that offense, how efficient they were, you know, quick in and out the huddle. Drew Brees was, you know, functioning at a high level. You know, he had a ton. They had speed. You know, they had close and a big body. You know, and they just had all these different weapons and they ran their offense to perfection. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting year. You know, it's great to have, you know, a captain like that running your ship. So, I mean, it should be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
I like it. Just a couple of football dudes talking football. What about Vance Johnson returning to Denver? Did that impact your decision in any way to stay? Joseph.
I got history with – I have history with Coach Joseph. He was my DB coach here 2 years in Houston when I was here. I mean, he helped me a tremendous lot throughout my career as well, early on in my career. So I'm definitely looking forward to reuniting with him and helping him implement his scheme and going out and running into perfection, you know, and competing at a high level, you know, with him, you know, at the forefront of everything. So I'm definitely looking forward to that, and that definitely, you know, had played a part in me deciding to go back to Denver.
We're talking to Kareem Jackson for another moment or so. And Kareem, you talked about Sean Payton and the offense he runs and how prolific he's been. Russell Wilson traditionally has been an elite quarterback in that league for a long time. He did struggle last season. Do you see a path whereby he reclaims that status as a truly elite player in the league? Can you see a way back for him?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think every year is different. You know, I mean, this league is so hard, man. You're going to have some ebbs and flows. I mean, that's just the name of the game. I mean, but it's all about how you bounce back. I mean, and I think Russell Wilson has that, you know, that toughness and the mindset and the mentality to bounce back. You know, I mean, and obviously having Coach Sean Payton is going to be huge for him as well. You know, like you said, I mean, having the history that he has of having running a prolific offense and having the obviously Drew Brees as a quarterback for a while, I think he'll definitely help Russell to get back to where he's always been in this league.
Once again, he's entering his 14th season in the NFL. The Broncos are going to open up the regular season at home against the Raiders on September 10th, coming off a year where he had a career-high 94 tackles. Kareem Jackson via Zoom joining us. Kareem, appreciate you. Good to have you back on the show. Thank you so much for doing that.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You have a great day. Kareem Jackson joining us 14 years in. He won a BCS championship. That's how long he's been doing it.